Hey everybody, welcome to The Mindful Chef. This is Chef Leisha, also known as Oakland Girl, and I just want to welcome you here into 2024. Congratulations, you made it. Listen, 2023 was hard for a lot of us. We had some serious challenges, and I know that a lot of people believe that the Gregorian calendar is the start of the new year, so time to get refreshed and make new choices, new decisions, and have this renewed energy for life. And so I just wanted to say you are not alone, and that there are plenty of other people out there who are feeling the same way you do, as a time to exhale. So I just wanted to welcome you into the new year and to say congratulations, because you fought battles that people didn't see. You had conversations that people didn't hear. And I know that a lot of times things get dark and you feel like life is just hopeless, but it's not. You made it. You're here. So just sit with that for a minute. Just take that moment, because you deserve it. You deserve it. So yeah, I am excited. I have lots of things going on for this new year, but I just want to focus on today. I have decided to do some things differently in my life for this year, because I recognize that it is time to live in joy. Yes, it's time to fully live in joy. And this is the mindful part of The Mindful Chef. In case you guys didn't know, you know, we will talk about food. We will talk about all things food justice and everything. You know, that is what I do. But also, let's just sit with joy for a minute. Let's just think about the fact that too often, most of us spend our days moving through spaces of routine, of just the average, like, go, do. And we don't take time to embrace and cultivate joy in our lives. So what I would like for everybody to do is an exercise that I did. Instead of doing a vision board this year, which I still may at some point, I took some time to redo my bucket list. And instead of a lifetime bucket list, I realize that life changes so often that I'm going to approach bucket lists from the position of yearly, because every year I want to try new things. Every year I want to do something new, fresh, fun. And this year's bucket list started to form before the new year actually happened. It was just this time where I wanted to sit and think about all of the things I always wanted to do, things that I wanted to revisit, things that I want to master. Maybe I know how to do a thing and I want to master that thing. I want to get really good at it this year. And since I'm a planner girl, I feel like the bucket list was something that can help me to decide this month is going to be something that I take steps toward completing that task that is on the bucket list. So I hope you will join me in that. I'm not going to necessarily share everything that's on that list. I feel like as certain things happen, I'll let you know. But it is a very personal thing. And I think sometimes we, especially in spaces where we are doing things like in media and podcasting and all these other spaces where we overshare. And I've been guilty of that in the past, where I've come on this platform and I've been like, oh, this is what I'm going to do, only for me to hit a snag or even decide that I don't want to do that thing anymore. And now it's like permanently in the ether that I've decided to do a thing and that I want to do it. I'm going to do it. And it doesn't happen. And for me, that led to a lot of anxiety, because I've told the world that these things were going to happen and then they didn't. And I felt some type of way. So I think in terms of this year, some things that I really want to revisit is going back to the personal, making things personal again, you know, holding space for yourself. We have done a lot of holding space for everybody, for the world. And if you notice that those things can affect you on a deep level that you never ever quite thought that they could. And I just want you to sit for a moment and think about the last time you held space for yourself. The last time you sat and just prayed and just thought and meditated and was like, I need this. I do. We are often told that certain behaviors are selfish, that you shouldn't think about yourself all the time. It's about the world at large and giving back to the community. But when your work and everything else about your life is so deeply intertwined with community, sometimes community is you. Sometimes you got to sit with you. Sometimes you have to prioritize that quiet space for you. Sometimes you have to sit and take cleansing breaths for you, because you have to breathe for you. And all of the cliches, all of the sound bites, all of the quotes of you can't pour from an empty cup, all of those things are real and true. I don't want to take away from that. They are real. They are true. It's absolutely important. But also, you are important. You are important. And you are important in a way that you probably haven't put importance on yourself, right? Again, certain things are acceptable, and we do all the sacrificing, we do all the things for the greater community, but we don't sit and hold space for ourselves. And so I hope that today you find some time to sit and hold space for yourself and embrace the joy within, so that you can say, this brings me peace. This brings me joy. Maybe other people don't understand it, but it's not for other people to understand. It's only for you. You know, it's only for you. And it's not for anyone else to know. We overshare. We are a society of oversharers. Every waking moment, we put our thoughts, our actions, our deeds on social media, and we text our friends and family, and we call, and we talk. And I say this as I am on a platform for talking, but it's true. It's true. We overshare to the point to where we feel guilty when we don't share. And that has to change. That has to change. So hold space for yourself today. Embrace joy. Reclaim what, you know, you thought you loved in the past. I have been doing a lot of journaling lately, and I realized that a lot of the things that I was interested in like junior high, like 7th and 8th grade, I still am interested in those things. I still get excited about some of those things. And at a certain point, I became a quote unquote adult and set those things down and was like, oh yeah, that was just the thought I had at one point in time. No, that's going on my bucket list. That is like something that I thought about doing when I was 13, and I still want to do it. And so this year I'm going to do that thing. That brings me joy just to think about the planning of it. You know, to get to that point where you plan that thing and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set aside that time and that space, and I'm going to really, that's what recreating and cultivating your new life looks like. Essentially, that's what it is. So I did try something new for the start of the year that I haven't done in many years, and that is fasting. And as you all know, if you've listened to my other podcasts, I would never fast for health reasons unless it was medically necessary. So this fast is a spiritual fast. It is one where I am in deep contemplation over my life and what I want to see happen in the future. And I have to tell you that it's a very interesting process to fast from sunup to sundown and stay in that space. I didn't realize that I do so much mindless eating. I talk about that all the time, but like I'm a snacker. And so when I'm at work, just doing work things, and I just realized, hey, guess what? Usually, right about now, I'd have some almonds, cashews, pecans, an avocado, boiled egg, whatever at my desk, some chips, something crunchy. That's not there. So there's no snacks. So it was really interesting to watch everyone in the office like snack, and I had none. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting process that I have taken on for 21 days. So let's get it popping. Let's see how long Leisha can last with the fasting. But that was a challenge for myself. I will show that that was on my bucket list. It was something that I wanted to revisit. I have friends who fast regularly for various reasons. And I really wanted to test my discipline and fortitude this year going in. If I want something that I've never gotten before, I have to do something that I've never done before. And honestly, yesterday, as soon as I was like, oh, this is for the birds, the sun started to set. And I was like, thank God I'm hungry now. so I was able to eat. But it was definitely a test of discipline and fortitude. And again, as someone who has dealt with eating disorder behaviors in the past, I was very, very reluctant to take on a fast. And this is the reason why, because it can trigger that part of me that would want to binge and overdo it and go in the opposite side of the restriction side. So as someone who has always wanting to grow and change and become better, I said I no longer wanted to have this cloud hang over me where that's the one area where I would refuse to challenge myself and like, oh, I'm not gonna fast because it will trigger me. And you know, if I'm gonna tackle my triggers this year, I'm gonna tackle my triggers. So here we are. Thank God for a great therapist, because without the time that I had spent with my therapist last year, I don't think I would be able to walk into this space with the fortitude to attempt something new in this way that is requiring restriction of food, of all things. So yeah, I don't recommend that you do it if you are knee deep in disordered eating. If you have an eating disorder, if you have an untreated mental health situation, don't do it. Take some time with your medical professional to establish yourself before you take on something like this. Because again, it was really like I didn't want that to have power over me anymore and feel like there were going to be these things that triggered me before it even happened. Because that was the thing. It's like, oh no, if I restrict food, I'm just going to go left. Automatically, without even attempting, without even giving myself and my faith and my belief system an opportunity to just ignite and really show itself. So I'm really happy to say that I'm in it, and it's not been what I thought it was going to be in a good way. And I've already seen, I think, the results of what having a positive mind and faith after many, many months of treatment in the mental health space. So again, if you are interested in doing it, I would say to make sure that your mental well-being is where it needs to be before you attempt it. And then when you go into it, don't be scared. It's okay. Because this is not an all or nothing thing. If you eat something in the middle of the day and you decide this ain't it, then it's fine. You know, it really is. You try again. You know, you just try again if you want. Like, you just try again. I think that's the biggest thing is like, who's gonna check you? You know, what is the punishment for not being able to do it your first time around? Like, we have to give ourselves grace. And that's part of the joy of living, is getting over the fact that, hey, sometimes that shit might fall apart. It might not go the way you think it's going to go. But is that going to be the end all be all of everything? No. Stay in that moment and be excited and happy about something that you attempted to do that you were afraid to do. But you stepped out on faith and you did that. You know, enjoy that part of it, no matter what the final outcome is. Because I feel like that's something that we kind of don't, talk about often. So again, we're going to get into food this year. We're going to get into joy this year. We're not going to stay in a negative space. Y'all know how I feel about food apartheid. Hate it. You know how I feel about systemic oppression. It's the reason why we have health disparities. You know how I feel about people having access, working it. Like, we just have to stay focused on joy. The world is going to continue to be the world. It's going to continue to do what it does. And where we put our energy is what grows. So we are going to put our energy on joy. We are going to put our energy on solutions. We are going to put our energy on cultivating and creating the lives that we want. And a lot of times that sounds very grandiose and woo-woo-ish, depending on who it comes from. And, you know, oh, live your best life. And folks be thinking, well, dang, I can't barely pay my bills. What are they talking about? No, with me, living your best life could just simply mean going to bed at a certain time every night because you're trying to establish a sleep routine. It ain't gonna cost you no money. I'm not gonna sell you no dreams that are like unrealistic. Like, quite frankly, joy might be having the consistency to get up at 5 a.m. every single day and put time into yourself that you would not normally do. That might be what your joy is. So we're going to celebrate that. We're going to celebrate the wins. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to have fun while we do it. So welcome to the new year. I'm very excited that you are here, that you made it, that you didn't give up even when you wanted to. And let's get this thing popping, all right? So join me next week for another discussion on some fun food stuff. And I'll holler at y'all later, okay? Bye-bye. Till next time.